This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, listen. This is the time you got to pay attention. Obviously, you always pay attention to the show, but it's Friday, which means Friday's with Fela. So let me bring in the man, the myth, the legend himself, the cab driver turned folk hero, and the host of Fox Across America with Jimmy Fela. Jimmy Fela, what's up, buddy?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Everything. I like. Is that this time I'll be bulletproof? The intro.
Do you
yes,
want it?
Was.
Is that what you'd like to use as your intro?
No, I don't dance at drag shows anymore. Now that I got the Fox gig, but I do like that song. But I thought you were making a joke because New York, they just released the shooting stats today, and that's a little dark. And I just want to point out, just so we're all on the same page, our shooting stats are up in New York. But to be fair, like 40% of them are Knicks fans that shot themselves. I just want to make sure everybody has the truth behind the numbers. That's all.
Well, I think there's going to be even more mass shootings after the Eagles beat the Giants tomorrow night.
Oh, I love it. You know, my son, Lincoln Fela, was just the last guest of the week on my show, and he actually predicted that the Giants will cover the spread, which is all I care about. Yeah, I have no loyalty to these teams. I'm a grown man with bills to pay. You know, the first jersey I bought Lincoln was a plus 10 jersey. Wasn't just the number 10. It was like, win some money, kid. And I could see the Giants keeping it close, but obviously you got to like the Eagles in that game. Assuming Jalen Hurts is healthy. But my concern is not with Jalen Hurts. It's with, of course, the light poles in the city of Philadelphia.
Well, we are greasing them as we speak. In fact, before I got on the air today, I took a job as a greaser. So that's what I was doing. It was a lot of fun. And my hands have never been more soft, Jimmy Fela. They're like baby hands now with all that grease I had on them. It's great. A little Crisco.
Listen, there are worse substances to have on your hands in a Democratic-run city. I got to tell you, man. I walk out of New York now. It's so disgusting. And I think this is like the bigger takeaway. Like anyone listening, whether they're Republican or Democrat, you have to concede that in the years since this guy got sworn in, everything has just gotten filthier. You know, every city's dirtier. Yes, the crime stats are a lot worse. Everything takes longer to ship. The planes don't take off. The trains don't run. It's like just the quality of life, I would think, is enough for us as a people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd be like, dude, no more. You know what I mean? You know when your friend's at a bar and he's drunk, it's fine. But when your friend is hammered, you got to be like, no more. You know what I'm saying? We're hammered. We don't have the guy singing Love Shack. You know, we have the guy on the bar with no shirt on singing backup to Love Shack.
And his man boobs are flopping
situation.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. They're all over the map. It's not good.
And he's greased up like a pole in South Philadelphia. And, you know, Jimmy, one of the things I've long suspected is that men who eat a lot of soy get man boobs. I've read that. I don't know, you know, whether it's true or not, but I always tease Greg Socker about that, the chubby Kurt Cobain lookalike, because he's a vegan, or actually he's a pescatarian. He doesn't think fish matter, fish lives matter, but he's a vegan otherwise, so he's a phony. But he does eat a lot of this, you know, nonsense, impossible burgers and everything. And your mayor bet my mayor, although he's not my mayor, let me just say for the record, I don't live in Philadelphia, thank God. You don't live in New York City, but the mayor of New York bet the mayor of Philadelphia a vegan cheesesteak as the bet for the game tomorrow night. Come on, man. Vegan cheesesteak. There's no such thing.
In the NFL? That is embarrassing. A vegan cheesesteak? That's like hiring a hooker to snuggle. You know what I mean? You took out all the good stuff it could do for you. Like, I understand we all have our long days, But, I mean, you're going to pay the money. You want the full cheesesteak. No. That's an embarrassment to my city. Adams is always an embarrassment. But that's an embarrassment. That's not a real NFL wager.
No.
They would always wager, like, here's a local case of beer or some local fare. A vegan cheesesteak is not local fare that anyone claims in any locale, not even the place that manufactured the fake meat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you call up, you're like, are you a vegan meat manufacturer? They're not like, no, we're just cooking fentanyl for children. No, vegan meat, we have nothing to do with that.
Right. We're just cooking fentanyl. It's going to kill kids. But no, vegan meat, hell no. Please don't associate us with that.
Never.
And Jimmy, you know, the other thing too about it is that I don't understand how come the vegans get to say that this is meat. Like, why can't we have our meat identify as vegetables so we can meet all the requirements of the vegetable? Because I hate vegetables. So why can't I turn around and say this pork chop is actually broccoli? It's beyond broccoli. Why can't I do that?
You can't identify. Wait, so when you say you hate vegetables, does that mean you didn't vote for Fetterman?
Boom!
Good, everybody!
Boom!
Good, I gotta go! Take it easy! Try the veal! Try the vegan veal!
It's the best in the city!
Try it. There you go. Yeah, why not? You know what? Our meat identifies as what it wants. I mean, that's the liability to this whole identity thing. No one wants to concede it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we joke. Like, if I identify as center fielder of the Yankees, shouldn't I get to play center field? And their rationale for why you can is like, well, no, because you don't have the qualifications to be center fielder of the New York Yankees. Yeah, neither do you. You know what I'm saying? And like, I never understood this, Eoli. You get me worked up, man. I never understood this. Like, if you and me go out and put on, like, say you had a little girl in your family, your little niece or whatever, your little daughter, and she dresses up as the Disney princess Moana, right? We're told that's cultural appropriation. Well, you're not Polynesian, so you can't dress up as Moana. But how are you allowed, if that's cultural appropriation, like, how is it not gender appropriation? To say, like, from now on, I can claim I get pregnant and have periods. I don't. I don't have that.
Right.
But there's like a weird double standard. Like, that's the flaw of the logic, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. You're allowed, though. You're allowed to appropriate gender. You can even get a prosthetic, bougie mm-hmm. coochie, as they call it. You know what I mean? You can even buy one now. In the old days, Jimmy, that was a blow up doll we had to get online. Now you just go and they just give it to you and your insurance covers it.
Yeah, but you got a better HMO than me. But I don't know what to tell you there.
Come on, Fox News has upped their coverage for their employees.
Yeah. Did you notice how I made it about my niece wanting to dress up as Moana and not me? Well played.
Well played, Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America every day, 12 to 3 p.m. And we play the best of Jimmy Failla. So it's about 8 minutes every weekend, Saturday.
It'll feel longer. No, it'll feel longer.
In fact, your first time lasted about 30 seconds on the station. Then we had to bump you for a basketball game. No, we aired at what time did Matt DeSantis? It's like noon and then 10 p.m., I think.
I believe you're right.
You're double hitter on the station, Jimmy Failla.
Look at that. I have to tell you, I like this idea of free-range radio, where they just take your show and send it anywhere to any time slot.
Yeah.
Because my people, this is the thing, Zioli, my people have range, okay? The people listening to me, I really do cater, and I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but I cater to such a weird swath of people. So 2 days ago, if you follow me on Twitter, I got a message like Mark Cuban tweeted at me. He's like, hey, I listen to your radio show all the time. I really like it. That's
wow.
The owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Okay?
Very cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Okay. But then, okay, there's a woman getting arrested outside the Margaritaville Hotel, handcuffed, hogtied, face down on the sidewalk, and looked up at me in front of the cops and goes, Jimmy Failla, I love your show. And that's how I know you can put me in any time slot. I got the Mavericks. I got the meth heads. You can't stop me, Zioli.
And the best is you turned to her and said, show us your blank, and then she did. So that was great. It was a win for everybody.
Now, well, in New York, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, in New York, you don't ask a woman to show you anything because she might show you something belonging to a man. You got to play some defense.
The problem is when the two of us are on the air together, we just go anywhere we want. There's no script. It's not like I told you what we're going to talk about today. Whenever I come on your show, which, by the way, feel free to invite me back. It's been a little while. No offense.
The phone broke up. I didn't hear what you said. I don't know what's going on here. Connection.
But I want you to comment on this. Here is a little bit from Davos. By the way, you looked great in Davos. I got to tell you, you and Brian Stelter at the WEF hanging out together.
Okay, girl. I have a good Stelter story, but play me your clip. I want to hear
it. All right. This is the first of the histrionic, and then we'll play his explanation for it. Go ahead, Matt.
That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century.
Now, Jimmy, we used to remember the old like slam downs you'd have it with mama jokes. Your mom is so blank. Well, you and I were on Twitter having a slam down about boiling ocean jokes.
Oh, yeah, we were. But you know what I think is so funny about this? Because everybody who keeps listening to the Gore clip is missing the point. They go like, oh, Al Gore is crazy. I think the real truth is he doesn't believe any of that. He's not crazy. It's the people listening to that nodding their head and being like, yeah, here's a check. Okay? Nobody is boiling in the ocean. You've never been hit by a rain bomb because it doesn't exist. You know what a rain bomb sounds like? It sounds like something you would buy at a Bath and Body Works. You know what I mean? It's like a scented, you throw it in the tub. Like they have bath bombs. He literally is just reading us products out of his wife's medicine cabinet now. And that's what's going on. And people listening are like, oh, no. They're so full of it. And everyone listening needs to know this. The reason every time climate change comes up, everyone who opposes it yells private jets is because it really is that simple. If it's a emergency, you don't ever make the emergency worse for anything. When was the last time you saw a house fire and you like, all right, well, number one, can you send a fire truck? In the meantime, we're going to hand out some gasoline and a book of matches. Because these flames are really bad. It's like they're making the problem worse. So in what world could they have any credibility? Of course they can't. But the reason he's getting big, and I keep saying this on TV, is the reason he has to make bigger prophecies is nobody's buying it. You know when a woman gives up on a man and she's walking out the door, so he's got to start making crazy promises.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, I was about to buy you a ski vacation home, girl. You going to leave right now before I pick it out? Girl, we was going to go on a space shuttle to atmosphere out of space, girl. Why you going to leave right now?
I bought us tickets on SpaceX. Because you got to get baby's attention. You can't leave me now. Come on.
Yes. Think about this. Baby was so far out the door, they had to pass a climate change bill called inflation reduction. Because inflation is at a 40-year high. It's like, baby, don't leave. I'm going to reduce inflation. And it had nothing to do with inflation. It was just a climate change bill. But he had to get her interest because she wasn't interested in dating climate change anymore.
It's so hard when she's walking away and you see goodbye in her eyes. You promise anything at that point. You're a desperate man. You'll promise anything.
Oh, the things that have been said, it's so funny. And, you know, for me, it's like I understand because there's a clock and you know when the hour's up. But, I mean, for regular people, yeah.
Well, you're not a regular person. Did you mention you were on TV? Have you been on television?
Ooh. Oh, I'm all over the map. So
oh, you are?
The reason I'm on, everyone needs to know this.
Yes.
The reason I'm on TV so much is, like, I'm actually just really good at sneaking past security. You know, people think I get booked enough, but it's actually once you're on live TV, they can't pull you off the air. It looks really bad for the network, you know. But tonight I'm on Hannity at 9 in front of a live studio audience.
Ooh.
And yeah, that's a hot one. And tomorrow, me and Brian Kilmeade are doing a little One Nation at 8 o'clock on the Kilmeade Show. And then next week, Zioli, since you're kind of my power agent. Next week I start, for the first time ever, I have a regular weekly recurring segment on Fox and Friends in the morning.
Nice.
And that's going to be Tuesday. So every Monday I do America's Newsroom. Every Tuesday I do Fox and Friends. And Wednesday I do Harris and Stuart Varney. And then I usually do Outnumbered on Fridays. So, like, my day schedule is, you know, it's kind of happening. Basically, what they're trying to do is book me on TV as much as possible to keep me off Twitter for the good of the company. I figured it out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
well,
they don't think I'm any good. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's a good strategy. But how do you fit in your day drinking with that kind of a TV schedule, Jimmy?
What do you mean, dude? We got green rooms, girlfriend. We got offices. It's so funny because everyone says that here. We just had, you know, you've been in my office, and everybody's like, you know, you tip the maid at Christmas. I'm like, I don't tip the maid. I pay her hush money. I'm like, you know, a tip is like $20 in the card. I'm giving her a non-disclosure agreement and a check. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you and I would hang out in your office, drink a little Michter's. It's my new favorite bourbon. And didn't you, like, one time give them a shout-out and they sent you a couple cases of Michter's?
So the guys who own Michter's Whiskey, which is pound for pound, it really is, it's the best whiskey you'll ever drink. They're not a sponsor of mine, but I wish they were because they're just the best humans. So what they do is all the characters on the TV show Billions, if you watch it on Showtime, mm-hmm. they all drink Michter's because the guys who make that show are obsessed. They love Michter's. So Michter's is like, that's kind of their hook. They're kind of like classy people drink Michter's, the best way I could describe it. Classy people as well as me and Zioli. But they once... I wrote them a speech, right? And I wrote them a speech for some special event. We went out to dinner afterwards to say thank you. And I ordered a Maker's Mark. And they're like, oh, you got to try our stuff. I'm like, what's your stuff? Because I didn't know they owned a whiskey company. It's like, oh, we own Michter's Whiskey. And I didn't know that at the time. I just thought they were like some well-heeled New York people who needed a speech because a lot of people hire me. You know, you don't know this, but a lot of people hire me, like pro ball teams, pro athletes, to write stuff for them. So I will write them stuff that makes them look, you know, funnier and more charming than they are.
You're also an escort, too, right?
I had a good story for you, but stick with me. So the Michter's guys hired me to write a speech. I wrote a speech. We went to dinner afterwards. I didn't know they had a whiskey, so the next day they sent me 60 cases of whiskey.
Whoa!
60. They sent me so much whiskey, I thought I was going to get raided by ATF, like I was a bootlegger or something. I was waiting for, like, armed agents to parachute onto my roof and make me perp walk down the driveway.
Jimmy Capone.
Nuts. Jim Capone! I love it.
Well, you only gave me one bottle then, you cheap bastard, because you had 60 cases. You gave me one whole bottle. Unbelievable.
Well, Rich, there was a lockdown. There was a lockdown. And Chef was a bad, bad boy in the year 2020.
Oh, that liver. If that liver could talk, what it would say, huh?
It was so funny. It right before the lockdowns, like if you had a home studio in your house and you worked at Fox, anyone who had a camera in their house before the COVID lockdown literally did 35 TV hits a day because they were the only ones with cameras. But I didn't have a studio then. So for the lockdown, I was basically auditioning to be the Tom Hanks character in the next Castaway. It was just such a mess. I was arguing with a volleyball and drinking 60 cases of Michter's whiskey. It was great.
And figuring out your jacket collection.
That's how it started. Blame Michter's for the fashion.
All right, buddy. I'll let you go. I know you got to go tape Hannity, so go do that big time. And listen to Jimmy's show this weekend at noon and 10 p.m. on Saturdays right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. You're home. This is where you belong. I've been telling you that. We're going to get you on the station come hell or high water. We did it.
That's it. It's a thing. No, you kept your campaign promise, Zioli. Of all the campaign promises you've made to me that I can say on the air, you did keep that one. There's a lot of other ones I don't even know that I can say on Craigslist personals at 3 a.m. in the morning. But the point is, you're a pal, and I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Love you. Good luck. We'll talk soon.
See you guys. You're the best.
All right, and Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill is where I go, of course, for all of my Volvo maintenance. Because, you know, when you buy a car at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, the maintenance, which is a big part of what they offer, is great, second to none, really is. And right now they're having an incredible sale going on at Cherry Hill Volvo. I'm talking about previously enjoyed Volvos with less than 80,000 miles on them, a detailed Carfax vehicle history report, and also an incredible warranty as well. You're going to get a car that is as just like it's new without the new car price. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Judith Krupnik, who's the owner, is a great friend of mine. She really is. And Yosef, who's the general sales manager, takes care of everybody I send in there. So if you're thinking about a new car or a previously enjoyed car, well, then go see them today. What are you waiting for? We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios because relationships matter, and that's where we are, and that's what Judith does. In this age of cancel culture where you got people whining about everything and complaining and saying we want to boycott, Judith turned around and said, I want the studio naming rights. I love what you do over there so much. So that's why we were at the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So pay that back, you know what I mean? Because we can't be here without that kind of incredible support. And Volvos are great cars. They're fast. Their technology is superior. It'll keep you and your family safer on the roads. A lot of nuts out there, as you know. And the S-Class made right here in America at their plant in South Carolina. So whether it's the XC90, the new family car, the XC60, which is the SUV that I drive, or the S-Class, you are going to love driving a Volvo. And you're going to love getting into Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.